Accessing library computer data.
And to make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske Podcast. It's season 6 wrap-up video. This is not a normal episode of the podcast where we're going to run through an episode of the show. This is the one where, after all is said and done in the season, I come in and I give my sort of final thoughts, ratings. I give out a couple of makeshift awards to things that I wanted to give out or bring a special mention to or try to make a bad joke about. We're going to do that for season 6 of TNG, starting right about now. Anyway, is this one of the best seasons of TNG? I think it's likely, right? Going into things, I'd kind of thought that Season 3 stuck out to me, Season 5 stuck out to me, and I wasn't too sure where everything else would fall in place after that. So Season 3 has kind of lived up to the hype. Season 4 has been kind of a letdown. Season 4 wasn't as good as I sort of expected it to be after Season 3. Season 5 was a little bit of a return to form, although it wasn't quite as strong as I remembered. And Season 6 has been the big surprise, I guess, so far, in that Season 6 might be, in my estimation, the best season of the series, although it kind of goes with a few caveats. I think if you were to say one person was only allowed to see one season of the show, I think Season 3 still remains the one that you would go to. I think that is kind of TNG at its zenith. Season 3, it has a lot of the best storylines, as yesterday's Enterprise and Best Both Worlds and everything like that. Sarek is really good. And it still feels a little bit like how the show felt through Season 5. There's sort of a tone that the show has, ignoring the first two seasons where things weren't really all that great. But the next couple seasons really had this sort of tone and way of being that the episodes all kind of had. And I think Season 3 is the epitome of that. But Season 6, on the other hand, is where the show's really starting to branch out. And even though it starts really poorly with not a great run of shows, you've got Time's Arrow Part 2, Realm of Fear, Man of People, True Q, Rascals, and Quality of Life are six or so of the first 9 episodes. That's not a really great start to the season. After that, it really picks up, and Season 6 might be defined as the year of the very strong fours on my scale of 1 to 5. There's only two, if I'm looking, there's only two fives in this season. Chain of Command, Part 2, and Tapestry, in my estimation. There's a lot of fours, though. Relic, Schisms, Chain of Command, Part 1, Ship in a Bottle, Face of the Enemy, Birthright, Part 1, Lessons, Frame of Mind, Rightful Heir, Second Chances. There's not that many fours in the previous seasons, if you go back and look at them. I'm just looking at my sort of spreadsheet that I've been keeping because I'm a huge loser and I kept track of all these things, but Season 6's fours are kind of what stand out to me. It's a lot of really good episodes that I don't think I'd consider great, but they're very, very solid and above average, and the ending half of Season 6 might be the strongest run of episodes that the show ever did. The only real duds in that one are Aquiel, if you could consider that one to be part of it, Suspicions, and then Descent, the Descent Part 1. Everything after that, or outside of those, are really, really strong. Even when they're average, they're pretty good averages, if that makes sense. And so that's been the thing. And since I keep track of all the scores, I've been keeping track of the ratings. And Season 3 and Season 5 both have 3.15 for an average score going into these. So they're both kind of tied. Season 6 is the new high score. It's a 3.19, which is really just a point. If I were to reduce one of the episodes by a point, I'd end up with a 3.15. That's how close it is, and when you're only using a 5-point scale on all these things, it kind of evens out in the wash. But I think it's interesting that it's been that surprising of a season, especially knowing what we know going into Season 7, where things kind of take a turn. Season 6 really stood out and was a nice surprise to me. I really enjoyed it. It's the show, you know, branching out and starting to take chances. I think the showrunners were more involved in Deep Space Nine at this point. So the writing staff had room to branch out. You saw that in episodes like Second Chances and the Chain of Command torture storyline. Lessons was a good one for a good character work. Starship Mind is kind of a diehard homage. Frame of Mind, things like that. Things are getting a little bit crazier. Schisms, which is like the body horror episode, which is really good. Ship in a Bottle, you know, commentary at the end of that episode. They stand and say maybe someone's looking, got us on a box that they look at. And, you know, it's just kind of a meta awareness of where the show is. And it's been very, very good. We got TOS's Scotty makes an appearance. He probably made the best original series character appearance that the show would do since we saw Bones in the pilot and Spock in Unification, which was terrible. Relics does TOS right, I think. Brings back Scotty. He gives him a good episode. The character makes sense in context of the episode. All very good. Troy gets her uniform, courtesy of Captain Jellicoe. Troy now has abandoned her sort of cleavage-exposing 90s that she was wearing around in the first five seasons, and now has her teal-blue science officer outfit that she's wearing. And with that comes a lot more responsibility. You actually get good episodes like Face of the Enemy and other things that she's been, you know, sort of involved in, if not outright her episode. Her new character development relies much less on her empathic nonsense, and I don't think she said, "I felt something," in a very long time, or at least I don't remember it. But they've actually got her doing stuff, like in Timescape. She's an active part of that and everything. It's a good change. It's a shame it took six seasons to get into, and she's only going to be around for one more. But what are you going to do? The Klingon-Romulan-Cardassian development was nice in this season. Klingons with birthright, Romulans with birthright. The Cardassians, obviously, with Chain of Command. All very good setup. Chain of Command might be the best just because it's setting the plate for DS9 at this point, and sort of building the Cardassians as that villain. And outside of that, we got some really nice character stories this year. We got Second Chances, the Riker story, Tapestry, Lessons, all those kinds of things, and it's a bunch more, but all the character building storylines that sort of flesh out these characters that we've been living with for 6 years, and showing us something new at the same time. That's it. Season 6 so far is a very, very good season. I'm going to give my top 5 and bottom 5 at the end of this after I do a couple awards, but I just wanted to mention again that Season 6 is my highest ranking season, although I don't know if I would call it the best season of Star Trek. It's this highest ranking on this rating system I've got, but it's close enough where you could argue, I think it's definitely between Season 3 and Season 6 for the best year the show ever had. And depending on who you're trying to convince or what you're trying to show somebody, I think you'd pick between those two. Season 3, if someone says, what is TNG all about? Season 6, if someone were to say, what is just the, like, the best general, like, what is the best average episode season to have, if I already am familiar with the characters? Season 6, that would be the choice. Anyway, let's get to a couple awards. So, the best season, character season. The best character season goes to, dun-dun-dun, Picard. He's got Chain of Command, Tapestry, Lessons are probably his three character-centric ones, and they're all excellent. They're all really good. Lessons was a big surprise out of that. Chain of Command is obviously, that's, you know, renowned. That's good for him. And Tapestry is renowned as a very good episode. And I think it was Picard's season to lose, and Patrick Stewart is not going to lose with that role. And he did really well. Those are all very strong Picard episodes that all do a different thing for him at this point. Riker came in second. Riker had... this is maybe Riker's best season. I know I've been saying that Riker's been fading off into the sunset a little bit with Frakes picking up more directorial duties and things, but this was a very, very good Riker year. He had Frame of Mind, Second Chances, and Schisms, which are all fours, and were all very, very good episodes. So it's been a nice thing for him. Riker losing his mind is probably one of my favorite tropes the show ever did. Someone mentioned that on YouTube, that they'd watch all the episodes where Riker loses his mind. I think I'd agree with that. I think it's a good sort of trope that the show uses. They might overuse it this season with a couple of them, but it is good. Second Chances was unique. You know, you never lose Tom Riker. He's going to come back, all that stuff. So that's it. Picard, best season. Riker comes in second. The worst character season goes to Crusher, and I think it's only because she has one episode, and it's Suspicions, which is one of the worst episodes of the season. Nothing against her. I'm just looking quickly at the list, if there's anything. I think it's only Suspicions. Chase, she's in it, but she doesn't really do anything. Yeah, Man of the People, no. Yeah, it's really just Suspicions. So Dr. Crusher continues to be one of the most underserved characters of the show. Suspicions is not a great film noir homage. It's sort of murder mystery story. And so, unfortunately, for poor Dr. Crusher, she's going to get the worst character season this year. Geordi wasn't far behind, but Geordi had something, I think. Or Geordi had Relics, which knocked him out of it. But Geordi also had What did Geordi have? Oh, maybe. Oh, Aquiel. Aquiel was his thing, but Relics balances out Aquiel. What are you going to do? Crusher, the worst character season. The episode that should have been better, Suspicions. I went over this a little bit, so I'm not going to go much more into it. But Suspicions was a film noir detective story, which is a narrative style that I like, and they don't do anything with it. They mismanage it. TNG might not be the right tone of a show to have a noir storyline, and it should have been better. Should have made a lot more sense. I like mystery stories. That was a mystery waiting to happen. Unfortunately, it just doesn't work on TNG. The best Troy episode, question mark? Second Chances. I liked Second Chances a lot watching this rewatch. I think it's a sort of mature episode in a way that I didn't appreciate before. I like what it does with the character of Riker and Troy. I like how it throws a sort of kink into the system that exposes a little bit of backstory. We learn a lot about their relationship in a very short amount of time. We learn a lot about Riker and Troy and where they stand now. And I think it might be Troy's best indirect episode. You know, Face of the Enemy is always going to probably be her best pinnacle episode, but I would prefer to watch Second Chances, and she's a big part of Second Chances. I would just prefer to watch that Second Chances episode over Face of the Enemy. I think Face of the Enemy is good, but it's a little bit generic and doesn't have that much to say about anything, or isn't that interesting to think about. Anyway, the best Troy ep is Second Chances with a question mark. Best holodeck scene, when they create the experimental alien laboratory in Schisms on the holodeck. I always thought that the holodeck, we've talked about this on the show, the holodeck is better suited for using it as a tool to figure things out than it is to sort of play makeup and, like, you know, play dress up and stuff in the holodeck like Barclay would do. And, you know, Geordi had that episode where he reconstructed the mystery on the planet, which was I forget what that one was. What was it? Identity Crisis in season 40. that was not very good. But yeah, when they use it as a tool to actually solve things, it's great. And that was a really creepy scene with the clicking in the background and the sort of group working together to build this contraption out of their joint memories to try to, you know, get around what has actually been happening to them. It was a creepy scene. It was good. It was a real excellent use of the holodeck. The Oh Yeah, That's an Episode, Man of the People. I did not really remember Man of the People, and I kind of don't remember it now. I remember it not being very good. I remember Troy getting a gray streak in her hair, and it being another, like, Troy falls for an ambassador who turns out to be abusive or something like that. It's another one of those stupid storylines. I barely remembered it. I barely remember it now, looking back on it. I just remember it's sort of odd, and Marina Sirtis is being, for the show, she's being oddly sexual, and that's the point of the show or the episode, but it's weird. It's just an episode that I don't really remember, and I don't care to watch ever again. The Oh Yeah, That's an Episode, Man of the People. The villain of the season, Gul Madred. I don't think there's really any question. I'd be interested if anyone could debate that, or anyone actually believe. I'm sure you could debate it. I'm sure someone out there could defend it, but is there any other choice, really? He's probably the best villain, standalone villain the show ever did. You know, the Borg would probably be the most unique to the show, but Madred's cat and mouse thing with Picard is excellent. Chain of Command 2 is one of the top, you know, 10 episodes of the show, obviously. Really dark material, really interesting. David Warner plays off Patrick Stewart really well. They're excellent together. It's basically an episode of a two-man play with a little bit of Jellicoe mixed into the background to keep things moving. But that's it. Gul Madred setting the scene nicely for Deep Space Nine and how the sort of Cardassian ethos works. The Give Him Another Shot at It episode award goes to Aquiel. Aquiel had a lot of potential going to it, and it just doesn't work out, and then it resolves itself in the stupidest ending ever, which is the dog did it. The murder mystery, I love murder mysteries, and the show can never really do them well. So maybe that's why I'm sort of anxious for it or wanting to do this, take this chance to redo it. But they shoehorn a Geordi relationship episode into it. They do this stupid ending to where the dog is the murderer because it's some kind of alien. But it's set up so nicely with the crew finding this sort of abandoned remote space station and watching these video logs of someone. And if they had kept that going and kept the mystery somewhere along that lines, it would have been so good. And it's really not. It's a very That's a pretty poor episode. Some of the writers actually said if they could go back and do anything, they would not write Aquiel, which I think is a little bit harsh, but it makes sense to me. Is that it? That's it for that. So those are my awards. Hope you guys enjoyed them. I enjoyed making them very much. And now I'm going to go to the best and worst of the season. So we'll start with the worst. The fifth worst, Man of the People. Forgettable, kind of silly, all that stuff. The fourth worst, Suspicions. I went on and on about that one too. Suspicions is the fourth worst. Aquiel, number three. Talked about that, how it was a big letdown. Poor Geordi, can't get a break. Number two, haven't talked about this one much. Time's Arrow, part two. Where they basically bastardize Mark Twain and make him an annoying asshole and then introduce a Guinan storyline that goes nowhere and does nothing. Times Arrow Part 1 wasn't great, but Times Arrow Part 2 is really bad. It just doesn't save anything. It feels like the actors are just wanting to play dress-up. It feels like the writing staff didn't know what they were doing with the story. It has this alien group in it that doesn't really make a lot of sense and doesn't really do anything. They look cool, but there's nothing to them. It really just felt like a chance to spend money on sets and, you know, costuming and stuff. And it felt stupid. It's a total waste of the Guinan character and how Guinan and Picard know each other. And, you know, that being said, this is the final season where Guinan makes an appearance in the regular season. Her last appearance is in Suspicions. And I feel I should give her an award. I'll call it a fond farewell award to Guinan, probably the best secondary character the show did. Her, O'Brien, and maybe Rolaren would be the top three, and I think Guinan is well above any of the other two. She was a reboot of Troy. She did the job really well. She managed to do Troy's job a million times better than Troy ever did. She was a way for the writers to get a little bit flowery and a little bit, and you know, to branch out in how they were writing, and she wasn't so direct with everything. There was a way to sort of use her poetically to make a point. Whoopi Goldberg, I thought, was excellent in the role, had the right sort of tone and attitude for the Guinan character. And I think she's a really strong, really strong secondary character that the show did. And I appreciate her a lot this watch, where I don't think I really appreciated what she did before this. But she's excellent. Very, very good. All right, what was that? Time's Arrow Part 2 was the second worst episode. So the worst episode of Season 6. Dun, dun, dun. You can probably guess it, right? I haven't talked about it a lot. Rascals. Rascals is a idea for a show that never should have happened. I don't understand how that pitch makes it through. The crew becomes young. That's a kind of like later season you're running out of ideas thing. But in a season as strong as Season 6, Rascals being a part of it just makes me sort of shake my head. It's the only episode that I actively have cringed through. I've thought other episodes were bad, but this one, the child performances in this one really made me go like, oh God, that's terrible. The baby Patrick Stewart just doing the mine, and you're my number one dad. I hated it. I think my guests on that podcast liked it a lot more than I did. I thought it was terrible. I hate Rascals. It features the Ferengi. It's just an awful episode that makes the ship security seem pretty lax, and it also just puts too many kid actors into situations where they can't do the material, and it's just not worth it. The worst episode of Season 6 is Rascals. The best episodes, the fifth one, Ship in a Bottle. We resolve the Moriarty character, and it's done pretty well with a nice tongue-in-cheek meta commentary at the very end. It's clever. It makes you think about AI a little bit. We had a good discussion. You should check that out. About what is more important, basically. Like, is the Moriarty program more important than, you know, some other sort of life form? At what point do they become a life form? I think the show did a really excellent job touching on all that. It was good. And it was it's a good closeout for a character we've seen before, which you don't always get. Number four, fourth best, Lessons. Kind of a surprise, the love story, Picard's love story, where we realize and understand why Picard can't be in a relationship with someone on the Enterprise. Really, really strong, really excellent, really sort of heartbreaking, heart-touching, and very interesting, very satisfying for the character in an episode that makes a lot of sense. Number three, Second Chances. We talked a lot about this one this episode. Second Chances is really, really great. I like it a lot. I think it has a lot of stuff to say. I think it's a great character study for Troy and Riker. It's really interesting. great concept. Brings up another transporter thing that some people would want to think about, because we love talking about the transporter because it's such a bizarre piece of equipment. But that's it. Second Chances, the third best episode. Number two, Tapestry, the Christmas Carol for Picard. He wishes that he hadn't been stabbed as a young man, and you know, Q makes that happen. And Picard learns that you are the result of everything that you go through in life. I think it's a really neat episode. It's the best Q episode by far, which is very good for him at this point. The Q, there's a lot of bad Q episodes. There's a couple good ones. Tapestry is by far the best. It's the best use of the Q power, where this omnipotent being can come in and actually show a character something, as opposed to being an obnoxious a-hole. And I think that's really nice. It's a great look at Picard and how he became, and it's a great look at sort of the, you know, the sort of understanding of where you are at your point in life is all due to the things that you regret and the things you wish hadn't happened and all that, so, and as well as the things that you did have happen and you were happy about. You are the culmination of all your previous experiences. That's number two, Tapestry. And the best episode of season six is Chain of Command. It's mostly Chain of Command part two. Part one is nothing great, but I'll include them together because part two is so good that I think it elevates part one. Part one feels like it is wheel spinning to get to part two, but when you get to part two, it's excellent. Patrick Stewart and David Warner are excellent in it. It's a great examination of a Cardassian who, it reminded me of the Prisoner podcast, ostensibly wants information, but is really just talking about obedience. And it's an interesting examination of that. It fleshes out the Picard character because he does actually get broken by it, even though he sort of escapes to save face. That's fascinating. It's very similar to the Best of Both Worlds type thing. We're taking a character who, the Picard character, who might be a bit too perfect. Now that I've gone through so much of the show, he doesn't have a lot of flaws. The flaws that are put on him are usually external and not his own, which is better than nothing, but still would be interesting to have something go the other way where his internal flaw makes an appearance. But that's talking about something else. Chain of Command is just a excellent sort of breakdown of this perfect captain that we've been seeing. And it's a great sort of feeder episode for the Cardassians into Deep Space Nine, as I mentioned. That's it. Best episode, Chain of Command, part two, mostly. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed that little wrap-up. I'm going to be back with Modi to finish up Descent Part 2. That'll come out on Wednesday, I think. This will go out tomorrow. And yeah, then we're off in Season 7, the final season of TNG. And so intermixed with TNG, we're going to be releasing some TOS episodes. I'm not going to do the entire series of TOS. I don't really have the time or the inkling to do that. I'm going to pick about 10 or so, and then we're going to do the movies. And then that'll all tie into Generations, because we'll wrap up the TNG shows as the TOS show and movies are wrapping up, and they will collide in Generations. That's the plan anyway. So let me know if there's any TOS episodes that you want. I have a list of probably about 8 that I am going to definitely do now, but if people have ones that are sort of offbeat or they want to hear me and everyone else talk about them, feel free to mention them. You don't need to say things like City on the Edge of Forever, because that's obviously going to be one of them. Things like that. But any of the other sort of minor ones that you think would be entertaining, ones that aren't particularly famous but you think are either good or horrible, those are usually the easiest ones to talk about. Guys, thank you very much. You can go to Facebook to support the show, facebook.com/thepenskypodcast. Leave a like and a comment there. You can go to YouTube, like and a comment on all the videos. Ratings on iTunes is very, very helpful. We have a Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/thepenskypodcast. If you give a couple bucks a month, less than the price of a cup of coffee, you get exclusive podcasts. Me and Clay just finished our Life Force podcast. We talked about the 1985 Life Force movie. We've done Galaxy Quest. We've done Event Horizon. We're going to do Jurassic Park, I think, is the next one coming up. All very good. You can go to patreon.com/thepenskypodcast, and for $2 a month, you get access to those exclusive podcasts. Thank you to everybody who supports the podcast on there already. I've gotten managed to buy some new equipment. I got this nice little boom arm. Swings out, takes up less space. Look at me. I'm like a professional here or something. Guys, thank you very much for supporting the show. Thank you very much for listening to me yammer on. Thank you very much, all my guests, for coming on and supporting me and making it easier to do this as opposed to talking to myself. It's always easier to talk to other people. Thank you guys very much, and let's get started with Season 7. I'll see you in a couple days with Descent Part 2.